This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for February 28. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 23 to 25. It says there, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you." End of quote. The Bible says you can be born two times. Strange it may sound like, the Bible affirms this heavenly truth. Yes, you heard it right. You can be born two times. The fact of the matter is, you must be born again, on a second time after your first birth. The first birth gives you a life that will quickly end. The second birth gives you life forever. Your first birth happened from a perishable seed, and consequently it would not last forever. You can do all the physical exercises, yoga classes, eat right and healthy, but the truth is, one day you are going to get old and die. Bible says people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. You go and look at the flowers in the field. You go back there next day and look again. You would not see it anymore. When I walk around my neighborhood, I was born and grown. I do not see the people who used to live there. Many of them are dead and gone from this earth. All who are born by flesh from parents, by means of perishable seeds, would die one day. It could happen with warning or without warning. However, beloved, if you are born again by the Holy Spirit and the powerful Word of God, your new life will last forever, because it is not the product of a perishable seed. The second birth happens by the power of the eternal living Word of God. God and His Holy Spirit is eternal. His powerful Word that called into existence all that we see around us from nothing is the source of your new birth. The only thing that is going to last forever is God and His Word. It says this is the word that was preached to you, and you are born again by listening to the Word of God. The Word of God is the Bible. It is preached to you, and when you believe it and turn from your sinful ways of life, you are born again from above by the work of God. You would never be saved and possess everlasting life without hearing of the Word of God. Without the Bible, you would not know the Creator God. You would not know God loves you. You would not know Jesus died for your sins and reconciled you to God the Father. Without the Bible, you would not know the plan of God for your life. You would never recognize the spiritual gift God gave you. You would not know you can go to heaven and live with the loving God when you die. You see, the Word of God in the pages of the Bible causes you to be born again. Either you read it from the pages of the Bible, or you heard it when someone preached the word to you, like I am doing now. The hearing and believing in the Word of God results in your second birth from above. You see, Bible words are like seeds. It goes deep into your soul and works there and sprouts new eternal life inside you by cleansing, forgiving, reconciling you with God by the power of the divine and sinless blood of Jesus Christ. You need God's Word to be born again. Once you are born again by the Word of God, then only you can travel toward heaven. Additionally, you need God's Word every day to transform your life according to the plans and purposes of God. The Word of God has the power to transform you inside out. Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "For the Word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires." You see, the Word of God goes deep to the place where your soul and spirit, joint and marrow, are separated. It ministers and transforms you, your understanding, by inner thoughts and desires. wonderful, right? If you are already born again, God used His Word to change and transform you. And He still uses His Word to change and transform you. God's perfect plan for your life is always revealed through the hearing of the Word of God. Jesus said, and it is recorded in John chapter 3, verse 3, He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." End of quote. It means, unless one is born again by the power of the Word of God, he cannot see heaven. No chance of going to heaven without the new birth by the power of the Word of God. Beloved, this is the word I am sharing with you just now. You got a moment for today's prayer? My friend, you can be born again. And you can go to heaven with a small prayer with me now. This is the promise of the Word of God from the Bible. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to be born again. As I heard your eternal and enduring word today, I call upon the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, who died and rose again for all of my sins. I repent of my sin and I turn to you, Lord, and I ask your forgiveness. Please come to my life, save me and grant me eternal life today. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.